Welcome back to 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. And joining us today on the Wings etc. Hammerhead Hotline is Purdue Football Chief of Staff, Greg Brohm, and I could not be more excited to have this man on. Greg, how are we doing this afternoon?
We are doing great, and I am equally excited to be on with you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And like I said off air, and I want to say it on air as an alumnus and a former football player here and someone who takes a lot of pride in the organization, what you, your brother, and your guys' staff have done with the talent we had here in years prior and with the new talent that you're bringing in. I know I'm not the only one that's saying this. This is from our Hammerheads, that we could not be more excited for what's going to be happening here in the future of Purdue football.
Well, I tell you what, that means a lot to us, and we feel the support. We really do, and guys like you who played here, who built this tradition, you guys have really, you know, stayed totally committed to the program, and we feel that support and that you guys are behind us, and this fan base has been phenomenal. You saw the crowds and the intensity in the stadium last season, and we've had a really good two-year run, a good build-up, and we want to take it even further from here.
And yeah, let's talk a little bit about that momentum coming off of last year. How did that momentum help you during this spring?
You know what? I think our program and our players really see the building process that is occurring. You saw what happened last year. I mean, we had some challenges. We lost our first three games, a couple heartbreaking defeats, but we fought back and we won some big games on the road. We beat three ranked teams. We had that win over Ohio State, of course, beating a top a ranked team like that. But also the Iowa win was huge, beat Boston College. And then to get the bucket on the road, to get bowl eligible, I think, you know, both our last two regular seasons were 6-6, both of them. But this last one, we may have actually accomplished more within that 6-6 than we even did the year before. So we were really happy about that. But you know what? It was easy to have our guys locked in for the spring because the bowl game did not go as we wanted it to. I think that did kind of just shake our players a little bit and say, hey, you know, we got a lot of work to do. And we know that. So I think there was a lot of focus in the spring. We had a lot of guys who were kind of banged up and resting, guys like Lorenzo Neal and Marcus Bailey and guys that we were kind of going to get back healthy. But we got an opportunity to see a lot of new young guys in action. You had guys like George Karloftis and Jalen Graham who were incoming freshmen who had phenomenal springs. Of course, Rondell was out there as well, but we got to see Ahmad Anderson, who had a good spring, and Jackson Anthrop was back in the mix, and then Elijah Sindelar just needs more reps after he had that injury last season. Just get him the reps along with Jack Plummer in at the quarterback spot. So you know, productive spring, and we think that we're in a good spot heading into this summer and into the season.
Joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline is Purdue Football Chief of Staff, Greg Brohm. Now, Greg, talk to us a little about what does Chief of Staff of the football program mean? What does that entail?
Well, I compare it sometimes, even though it may not be quite as crazy as being Chief of Staff of the White House. You know, you kind of put out a lot of fires. You pretty much run the operation of the planning of the day-to-day operation. The events we do, how we move the team from place to place. And you know what, being I have a close relationship with the head coach, I serve more as an advisor to him a lot than maybe some other people in this position would. So you just do a little bit of everything, and you just make sure the trains all run on time. That's your biggest thing that you do throughout the day. You do all this so that the coaches can coach. You kind of help facilitate everything else.
Well, you know what? I mean, when I heard about this position, I said this is what college football has been missing, because as a head coach, a lot of times that was what he was focused on, and he couldn't really focus on the X's and O's. And to be able to have someone that you're comfortable with be able to have that and let the coach actually coach, that is such a huge advantage.
You know what I think it is? I mean, you've seen those CEO-type coaches in the past that had to run the business side, and And Jeff really wants to be in there and have his fingerprint on what we're doing on the field. And, you know, he does call the offense. He wants to have input to the defense and the special teams and the recruiting. And I think he's comfortable that he can trust that I'm going to look out for our program's best interest and his best interest as well in things that we are doing to operate to help the players get through class and to get into school and their scholarships, making sure that's all right, travel, things like that. I think he's comfortable with our system, and I think it is an advantage for a head coach when he can focus on football. I don't have to worry about a lot of the other stuff.
Well, Greg, one of the things that you're focusing on and an emphasis is your youth camps this summer. Can you talk to us a little bit about the youth camps, the high school camps, and when those things are happening?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, this summer is a time where, you know, our players are getting ready for the season, but our coaches are here and really instructing the players of tomorrow. So we've got a bunch of camps. We have a youth camp, which I think is one of the best things we do, really. June 3rd through the 5th, Monday through Wednesday, and we go 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. each day. The cost is $90 a player. So they just come, they work out with us, we coach them, they go home, they come back the next day. So, you know, we think the players and the kids that come out there, grades 1 to 8, even though we'll take a little bit younger than that, but grades 1 to 8, they come out, they get to, you know, play on the field that the actual Boilermakers play on. They get to be in the weight room. They get to go in the locker room. Our coaches coach them. We don't farm that out to other people. Our actual coaches coach them on how to play their position and make new friends. They get a bunch of good prizes. It's a fun week, and PurdueFootballCamps.com, people can register. There's still time. It's June 3rd through the 5th. And then with that, high school camps. We have one-day camps for high schools, and we coach these players, but we also, you know, they get to show us what they can do as well, and that's June 1st and June 10th. So Saturday, June 1st from noon to 3, and Monday, June 10th. From 5 to 8, and that's at PurdueFootballCamps.com as well. $60 for that, but those are the high schools, so entering grades 9 through 12. We also got a kicking camp on June 11th, but if you go to our website, you can see all of that. But we have a lot of fun with the camps, and they're coming up here in a couple weeks.
And here's the thing I think that you emphasize, and I think you really do need to emphasize, is the Purdue coaches are the ones coaching, because I went through the whole camp scene, and when I had my training business, I talked to parents about, you know, you go to Michigan camp, you go to Michigan State camp, and it's just the local high school coaches that are there, and the Purdue, you know, the staff of the whatever university you're at kind of comes and says a couple words, and then they're gone. But they're going to be out there. Coach Holt's going to be out there with these guys, and Brahm's going to be out there, and you're going to be out there, correct?
Yes, you won't see a difference than what you see on Saturday watching from the stands. Believe me, Coach Holt, he coaches football the same way no matter what it is. And it's a lot of fun. Our coaches are really trying to make these players better, and they're getting the full treatment, anything, you know, the stuff that our guys would be taught to do. Our coaches are teaching these individuals and these young kids coming to our camps. We get into it. We try to play football. I mean, you're coming to football camp. We're not having you play other games and do other activities. You're coming here to play football, and we're going to have fun playing the game. So the kids have a ball. I have to admit, somebody will go home with like an old shoe from Stuart Schweiger. That's in the, you know, that's their prize, and it might be the best trophy they have in their, you know, a prized possession for the rest of their life, but it is something that they're going to cherish. But they get prizes, and we play football games back and forth. They meet our players and get autographs, and they're doing it right there they're on the stadium field one day as well, and you get to take the field like the team, and they have a ball. But PurdueFootballCamps.com, they can register for any of our camps.
And then let's talk about the high school camp a little bit here. So now, can these kids, as they come, because is there going to be let me ask you this. This is what I want to ask. As far as apparel goes, are kids wearing shoulder pads, helmets? How does that work?
No, absolutely no. No helmets or shoulder pads in any of our camps. Okay, so all you need is T-shirt and cleats. They're non-contact.
Okay.
They're non-contact, so we don't want anybody, especially little kids, they don't worry about getting hurt or if you're not that physical yet, you can still participate and have a good time. We have some female participants in some of our youth camps, and they have a great time as well. And the high school camp is non-contact as well. So it's more individual instruction that we do. And so you don't have to bring your equipment from your high school or anything like that. We're going to coach you up, and it's a really good experience.
Joining us again on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline is Purdue Football Chief of Staff Greg Brahma. We're talking about the summer camps. And when you talk about these high school camps, Greg, is there going to be any testing done at these things, a 40, a vertical, a 5-10, 5?
You know what? As part of our instruction process, we do have 40s. We do run 40s, and we will do, like, the pro agility, the 5-10-5. We do that as part of the deal. We do it in a real efficient manner, so we're not wasting a lot of time, and we get right into the drill instruction and the team instruction. Actually, we're going to do things like 7-on-7 during our camp. We're going to run our own defenses and run the plays that we run as well.
That's awesome.
So they get the whole experience. But there will be some of the instruction in the 40 and the pro agility as well.
And then when you talk about these kids coming in, obviously football is an emphasis, but I got to assume there's going to be a little bit more talk to these kids than just about football. Can you explain a little bit of that?
Absolutely. I tell you what, they really learn about teamwork. The kids learn about working together, toughness, you know, just mental toughness. Each day before we start, one of our coaches will give a lesson. He'll talk about something important about being a football player, being a good student athlete, and what is important in how you progress through your athletic career is how well you do in school, how well you follow instruction, type of person you are. So we have Coach Pugh, Sean Pugh, our Director of Player Development, is involved in the camps as well, and he's a great example for people to follow. But we teach them how to be a teammate. I think we do a pretty good job of that. So by the time they leave, I think they feel they're part of a team. I mean, they've been here for 3 days, especially the kids have been here 3 days. And by the time they leave, they're like, you know, they're teammates with each other, which is a lot of fun to see.
I think that's great. And the other aspect of it, too, is there's going to be players there. Can you talk about the players and the interaction that the kids will have with the actual Purdue football team?
Yeah. You know, our players will come out, and actually they'll get to meet a bunch of players, get autographs, pictures, things like that. The players are out there throughout the day. They're doing their own workouts with our team inside. They're going to be, you know, the kids will be amongst the players a lot during the week. So they'll have a good time with that experience as well. But our players are always, they're always good with people. You've seen them probably after the spring game.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
spring
game. And I do want to, I'm going to single out one guy or anything because all our guys were great. But, I mean, Rondell Moore had an autograph line.
It was
phenomenal. I think it was from here to Indianapolis.
I was going to say, I thought I saw it start at the front door of my house off of Lindbergh there.
Exactly. It was amazing. And I felt bad. I actually, a couple of times, and I probably was the bad guy, I was going to cut the line off, and Rondell would not let me. He would not let me cut it off. He was going to sign every single autograph until there was no one left. And he stayed over an hour and a half after the spring game, signed every single autograph, and would not leave until he had done so. So, I mean, that's just one example type of players I think we have as a whole.
Well, that's the one thing. You guys are not only bringing in great athletes and football players, but you're bringing in great people that fit into this community very well, and I give you a lot of credit for that. Now, Coach, last question, kind of wrapping up. What can people expect? I know what we can expect from the team. We know we're going to get them to play hard. We know what they're going to get them to know what they're doing. Are we going to see anything different from last year to this year? Is there kind of a new theme going into the 2019 football season?
Well, I hope that everyone sees just progress upon what we have done. So we don't want to make the same mistakes we maybe made in various games last year and the year before. We want to see a definite progression. Like, you know what? We're beyond that point in our development. We're now executing sharp. We are going to have young guys, so there's going to be some growing pains there. We have a bunch of young guys. But, you know, our team has been in some really tough games and situations. I think we're becoming accustomed to winning a really close, exciting game and what you have to do to fight back in certain situations. We opened the season, and it was going to be a tough road game against a Nevada team that won their bowl game. Then we got three more tough home. We don't play easy non-conference games here at Purdue. We play tough non-conference opponents. Got Vandy and TCU coming in here. Then the Big Ten, the West, you saw the strides that some of those teams made last year. Minnesota got better throughout the year. Nebraska got better throughout the year. So we're every year, every game is competitive, and anybody can win it. So I think you're going to see a team, hopefully, that is developing. And you'll see some signs of that development. I think it's going to be an exciting year. And we'll keep fighting. We'll do our best and probably expect some really fantastic finishes. And I think hopefully we come out on top.
Well, there you go, Hammerheads. You heard it from one of the three heads of the Brom Brigade, Greg Brom. I'm so happy to have you on the show. I can't thank you enough, Chief of Staff of Purdue Football. And I know this, I'm pumped up, and I couldn't be more excited for the 2019 season. And thanks again for coming on.
Stu, appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, there you have it. Greg Brom.